the purpose of our daily life. We're here in bodies as energy and form. And I believe there's a very specific purpose for this. The purpose of our daily life, of the challenges, of the stories that happen, of the relationships we have, the decisions and the choices that we get to make, the events, the beauty, the wonder, the pain. I believe that the purpose of the way that our life is constructed is to help us to practice and to bring into the physical world the energy of who we truly are, the energy of our natural inheritance, the energy of love. So think about it. If every opportunity and exchange, if every glance across a subway platform, if every person that we meet in the street or don't meet but see, if every decision about our life is an opportunity for us to express one of the many facets and manifestations of the energy of love, which might be patience, tolerance, acceptance, compassion, wisdom, grace, gratitude. And if we chose to use our life as a practice, if every time we had a difficulty, we would say to ourselves, which face of love am I being asked to practice? And it's not a practice that's responsive to other people necessarily, but also a practice that asks us to be responsive to ourselves. So in each situation, if we were to respond from one of the many facets of love, we would be walking 24/7 in the energies of grace and gratitude, compassion and tolerance. And what a beautiful way to live a life. I think that's our purpose. I feel as if that's what we're being asked to do. But so many of us still forget, don't know, don't hold that consciousness. And so life then, for people who don't use their daily world as an opportunity to go to the many facets of love, then life becomes the struggle. It becomes the story of why I can't or shouldn't. It becomes an expression of fear. So think about it. If you were to approach your life with the understanding that the purpose of everything that happens, everything you bring into your realm, was an opportunity for you not to be tested by the universe, no, but to practice the energies of the many faces of love, your whole perspective on your life can change. Your whole life can change. So think about it. Sit with this teaching. And should you choose, begin to see your life as an opportunity to practice love. As you see people, what would it look like when you're sitting on a subway to be an expression of love? If difficulties arrive, if challenges arise, have it be an alarm clock and say, which manifestation of love am I being asked to practice? Even something as small as forgetting your keys on the way out the door and having to turn around and go back on a busy day instead of going to stress and agitation. How can I go to love? How can I go to love? Which face of love will I practice now? I'd love to know your thoughts on this, so please share below and let's talk about the purpose of life and the many facets of love. Have a great day. We'll be talking soon.